More than 60 years ago, the Venerable Fulton Sheen gave a talk in which he warned that the world today is in danger of losing its sense of humor. And if that was true 60 years ago, think of what that means for us today. Normally, when we say that someone has a good sense of humor, we mean that that person possesses a keen sense of irony and transparency. In other words, a person with a good sense of humor is able to perceive things that others might not see. And when the veil is lifted, so to speak, a hidden truth or reality is revealed. Someone with a keen sense of humor is therefore a kind of truth teller, one who points out things that others might not perceive. This is why kings used to keep jesters at the royal court. The function of the royal fool was to go behind the scenes, to lift up the royal robes of self-important people, people who took themselves too seriously. And in the process, they revealed hidden and sometimes uncomfortable, even embarrassing truths. Archbishop Sheen goes on to point out that as people of faith, we can discern God's sense of humor in all of creation. A mountain, for example, he says, is not just a mound of earth and rock, but a divine creation that demonstrates the mighty power of God. A sunset is not just a display of earthly light, but an expression of God's sense of heavenly beauty. We even see the divine sense of humor in the painful contrast between good and evil in this world. For example, while Herod the Great was puffed up with pride in his palace on the night that our Savior was born, imagining that he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the humble cry of an infant in a manger was piercing the veil between heaven and earth, giving voice to God's presence in our world. Joy to the world, we sing at Christmas time. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. How can we not laugh a little with the God who willed that his Son should be born in a manger, while an overfed king in his palace imagined that he was Lord of all the earth? Yes, to have joy in this world, you must have faith in God. And you need a little of God's sense of humor, too. I mention this because this third Sunday of Advent is known as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is a Latin word that simply means rejoice. My soul rejoices in the Lord. We sang in our responsorial psalm today. Indeed, this third Sunday of Advent is a time for Christian joy as the feast of our Savior's birth draws near. In the gospel today, while John the Baptist reminds us that on the one hand, life is serious indeed because it is a preparation, a period of probation, if you will, leading to eternity. St. Paul, on the other hand, in our second reading from his first letter to the Thessalonians, tells us that as we journey through life and as we go through this present period of testing, including times of trial and tribulation, we should never lose hope, nor should we lose our sense of humor. Rather, we rejoice in every circumstance of life because in the end, God has something very good in store for us, namely spending eternity with Him. And to be sure, eternity is a very long time. To give an example of what I am getting at, on Monday of this week, my little godson celebrated his fifth birthday. I brought him a cookie cake, and his mom put 5 candles on it. One of the candles was a trick candle, however, and no matter how hard he blew, he couldn't put it out. The flame would go out for a brief moment, but then the candle would reignite and the flame would reappear. The harder he blew, the more we all laughed. Our lives are like that because we are made for eternity. At the moment of death, to all earthly appearance, it seems that our lives are extinguished. But then after just a brief moment, we reappear before the judgment seat of God. You simply cannot extinguish a human soul, no matter how hard you try. By its very nature, the soul of man is immortal. And we are destined to live forever, either with God or apart from Him. This is why St. Paul tells us that we must ever keep eternity in mind. No matter what we suffer or go through in this life, those experiences pale in the light of eternity. I certainly don't mean to imply that our sufferings and our crosses in this life do not matter. They matter a great deal because they have the potential of sanctifying us, of bringing us closer to God. But when we do get to heaven, if we get to heaven, we will not be fixated on what we suffered for Christ. We will rejoice in the presence of the eternal King. And this is why Paul says in his first letter to the Thessalonians, "Rejoice always and pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks to God." Unfortunately, today we live in a culture that has lost its sense of humor. That is, its ability to see into eternity. And as a result, many people today are blinded to life's real meaning. They live for the present moment only, without reference to God. And they have rejected God's commands. We should try to experience every kind of happiness we can here on earth, so they tell us, even if it is only a passing pleasure, because this life is all there is, and suffering has no redemptive purpose. On the other hand, there are those who believe, as we followers of Christ do, that this life is a probationary experience, a test preparing us for eternal life with God. And so even when things in this life are painful or hard to fathom, like a chronic illness or an unwanted pregnancy, we trust that it is worth the effort to endure faithfully according to God's commands. For He has a purpose and a plan for our good. I'd like to conclude today with a message of joy and hope on this third Sunday of Advent. This is now the 4th week of our Advent video series entitled Growth in Holiness. And we have another 10-minute video featuring testimonies from our own parishioners now posted on our parish website and our Facebook page. This one on the theme of reconciliation with the Lord. There is no better preparation for Christmas than making a good confession. And on Tuesday, December 22nd, Father Tony Russo and I will be here in church from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And the light will be on for you. That's Tuesday, December 22nd. We'll close today by making an act of contrition. And I invite you to take out the prayer card you received as you came into Mass today. Let us pray for reconciliation with the Lord. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I detest all my sins because of thy just punishments, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen.